Hello, and welcome to Intuition Rules, the incandescent radio show that seeks to find insight into that sixth sense, the one we all have, the one that just knows. I'm your host, Hope Katz Gibbs. Here's to harnessing the power of your intuition. Welcome to Intuition Rules. Hello, this is Hope Gibbs, your host for a brand new radio show, Intuition Rules. I am here today with Edmir Rossi. He is a gifted teacher, guide, and energy worker from Brazil. He is a channel of divine love and inspiration, and his special skill is teaching spirituality that opens your soul and reconnects you to your own unique center and purpose. He says he was a natural-born intuitive and healer, and he draws on many ancient spiritual traditions. He has studied Zen Buddhism, the energetic healing arts, shamanism, and neuroscience. Edmir is also a scholar of both Eastern and Western philosophies and meditation practices. So welcome to our new show, Intuition Rules. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
So we are actually in Georgetown, where Edmir practices by day, all week long, and he has healing sessions here in this beautiful room that overlooks trees and the heart of Georgetown, which doesn't feel like a city at all from this vantage point. So let's get started talking about intuition. What is intuition?
Well, first of all, intuition is something that everybody has. It's part of our personality. But usually people doesn't know how to use intuition. Or better, they don't trust in their intuition. Because to use intuition is a kind of trust and faith, because sometimes you have that feeling, that strong feeling that something is going to happen, or that where to go, or that something is coming to you. And so because it's not based in your rational mind, is higher consciousness. I believe that intuition comes from our higher consciousness. So there is no thinking behind that. It's about feeling, and it's about faith. And so people, because they don't have this fear to believe in their intuition, because to start to use intuition is a leap of faith. You needed to do this leap. You needed to trust in your feelings, in your heart. For me, intuition is more or less like that. It comes from another level. And even if you rationalize, there are some subjects that some projects that you need to do, or where to go, who are you connect with to do that project. Sometimes rationally it seems one thing, and if you just go inside and start using your feelings, it can be another thing. And so it's a choice that we have to do between the rational knowledge and the feelings that you have.
So how do you know when your intuition is kicking in? What instincts? Is there something that goes off in your mind or in your guts? How can someone tap into their intuition on a more readily basis?
Well, I think intuition is very practical. You know, you can use for everything. For example, if you go to a restaurant and you open the menu to choose what you're going to eat, you can have rational thoughts, of course, what's best to you, because yesterday you ate meat, and so today you need to eat and this and that. But if you stop with this process, and you just consult inside you, your soul, your heart, what is the best to eat right now. You see that it comes up something. One choice that can contrast your rational decision. And usually, if you follow your intuition, you are satisfied and you will be happy completely. There is no mistakes. That's why the sacred books, they say faith. You need to have faith. And faith means, for me, you need to trust. First in yourself. And second, and in your intuition. But if we want to understand better and explain, we have, for example, in the Bible, it said that the Holy Spirit. In the Bible, it said that the Holy Spirit, when the person get in touch with the Holy Spirit, means the high consciousness, gives to that person some gifts. And one gift is understanding, because you can be in front of something and don't have enough understanding what's going on. Even if you are there, if you are seeing. So this capacity to understand it, to be present and to be aware what's going on in the present situation, you know, doesn't matter if it's a simple situation as to choose from the menu, to choose a meal, to big decisions that can involve many, many people as a manager in a company has to do. So this capacity of understanding of what is going on right now means to be in connection, in contact with reality. So this is only after you have this groundedness, you can tap with the right place in your consciousness to receive intuition. And so this is one gift that the Holy Spirit gives us. Understanding. But this is another capacity that we have inside. The second that is written in the Bible is knowledge. It's knowledge. Because you are not crazy to say that you are going to take off an airplane if you don't know how it operates. And how it operates, you need knowledge. If you have knowledge and understanding, you can take the right decisions. And you can pilot an airplane. The third level that the Holy Spirit gives us is wisdom. So we have these three steps to have the precise intuition about something. So we need understanding. Understanding means the capacity to understand, means to be present, to be aware of what's going on, happening right now, to be present. That's what Zen teaches us, Zen Buddhism teaches us, to be present, to be in the right now, in the moment present. So you can have the understanding. This is the real, what's happening, what's going on So you are grounded if you know what's going on. And second, if you have the knowledge of that subject where you need some kind of decision, you have the tools to receive the wisdom. And so the wisdom is an explanation. The wisdom is intuition, is a direction that comes from inside you and says to you what to do in a very practical and rapid way. That's for me is what is intuition.
So pulling all the religious teachings into play, people who are very religious, do you think that they have a resistance to tap into their intuition? Does it seem too mystical, or does it seem to fit right in with their belief system?
You know, I think people who use intuition, doesn't matter if they are religious people. There are religious people that they don't use, or they are professionals. But what matters is even simple people that live in the nature, live in the farm. For example, the natives, they have great intuition. That's what they do, because they follow their instincts. Something that comes from deep, deep, deep inside. As the animals, they know when it's coming, an earthquake or a tsunami or a catastrophe. How do they know? Because it's their instinct. It's something that is connected in a higher level of consciousness. And because they don't have blocks, they feel that immediately. And we, because we fear, we don't trust, we have blocks, we try to analyze everything. But analysis doesn't go so far.
Analysis paralysis, right?
Go so far, you know?
So how did you know that you were so intuitive and that you could read other people? Tell us a little bit about your background and what it is exactly that you do.
Well, my gift is to do healing. Means to help people to connect with themselves and to help them to grow and to help them to get better is one tool that helps. And so I can say, I'm not a reader that, for example, tarot reading or even reading the aura of the person. If a person comes to my space and she asks me to do a reading, I say, no, I don't do that. But when I am doing healing, to do healing, I need some informations. And information that the person doesn't give me. Because even the person doesn't know about those informations.
Like what?
Because, for example, about traumas. Sometimes the person has suffered a trauma that to keep going on in life, the person had to block that. Because it can be very painful. And so I do some readings, and I can sense and tap in that process that usually are connected with one part of the body. Because memories, it stays in the body and in the cells. So if you touch that part and with some energy, it comes up. And the person can become aware of that. And so those images, you can release the what's loading that span, what's loading that those memories. Usually span is feelings and others, thoughts, belief systems that go around that. And I can have a sense also about other lives. If I look at the person, if that aspect is required in the work that I'm doing, it comes up. What happened to that person? How that person got to the point where she or he is right now? What's the background? And what's the gifts that that person developed in other lives? And as well, what's the block that the person has? So to do the healing, it's a tool that I had to develop.
So take us back to the beginning when you realized that you had this intuitive gift and that you could help people.
I realized that I had intuition, or that was natural for me. It was very natural. But one day I realized, what was that? And that not everybody was using their intuition, because they didn't trust in themselves and what they, in their thoughts, in their feelings. And so I got aware that, because I didn't fear, because I really follow my intuition. My life was not planning, was not planned to do this, to do that, I go here, I go that. I just follow my intuition, and I follow the signs that the universe gives me, and I follow.
So what was your path? How old were you when you first started on this journey of being a spiritual healer?
I was, since I was a child, you know, I had that. I had a wish to help people, and to help them to grow, to help them to uncover their gifts, and to help them to be happy.
And so you followed this.
I just intuition. Followed that, right. Yes.
And so where did that take you, from Brazil to where?
It took me to many places. It took me to Japan to study Zen Buddhism. That was something that I like very much. And it's very special knowledge that we have on the earth. That's Buddha knowledge. But before that, I had studied, of course, Christianism. I had studied the Bible, as I do still today. And I also had studied many philosophies, as mythology, Greek mythology, and others, mythologies that talks about the goddess and God. I had contact with some psychics in Russia also. I spent some time there, and they have fantastic psychics.
In Russia?
Yes, and they have good healers too. But when I went there, of course, because the system was rigged, they could not talk about God or about any religious terms. And so they talk, their words was the power comes from nature or come from the quantum level in a science way. But they were very good also.
What brought you to the United States?
No, there are good healers here and good channels. United States has good channels. And of course, in contact with yoga and all the system of yoga. This system, the yoga system, I'm talking about the philosophy, is a precise system that takes people to a high development. Very, very high. And I learned there But you have to follow your intuition, because sometimes you can start, for example, doing Hatha yoga. What's good, but it's not the proper yoga for you. Because yoga has at least four paths, and according to how the person is, they have karma yoga, for example. So for these people, Hatha yoga is amazing, you know. But they have other kind of yoga. There's Bhakti yoga. That means devotional, means heart. People who is hearted use a lot of feelings. These people have to follow Bhakti yoga. There are other people that they're more, let me say, intuitive, and they like more to be with them inside. So these people, Raja Yoga is amazing. And Raja Yoga is meditation. It's based in meditation. In meditation, usually what we learn about meditation, they say, oh, suppress your mind. Calm down your mind, suppress your mind. Don't think. What's impossible? You can't suppress your mind. You cannot think. You cannot stop thinking. So, Raja Yoga teaches you how to go and navigate inside your mind through meditation. But there is another kind of yoga that's called Jnana Yoga. Jnana Yoga is to get enlightenment through knowledge. You don't need to stop your mind. You just keep going thinking and thinking who you are. And philosophical questions like that. And so I studied this many philosophies. And I didn't feel contradiction. I felt the core, that in the core there was a presence that we can call God, or the essence. But because there are so many different people in the world, there are different kinds of philosophies that adjust to them.
So how do people tap their own intuition? How can they best figure out what their perfect yoga is, or when there's a block, or how to stop feeling fear and living in fear, whether it be in business or their personal lives?
Well, to overcome fear, there is only one way. It's to face the fear and to understand, or just to take actions that is beyond fear. And this means faith. But faith based in understanding and in knowledge. So your faith is connected with wisdom or intuition. So you can follow your intuition.
Beautiful. Beautiful. We are here with Edamir Rossi, who has a book that will soon be an ebook and several CDs. Let me grab them. The CDs are called Messengers of the Divine, Music and Meditations on the Four Archangels, Mystical Music and Meditation, and A Shamanistic Journey of Healing. And I am really looking forward to listening to all of these. You'll be able to find a link to all this information on incandescentradio.com and also beincandescent.com when he is our October Intuition Rules featured healer. So thank you so very much for your time. I do hope that we keep coming back around and talking to you some more. I know I've learned a lot today.
Thank you very much for this opportunity to share this, what the experience that we have. Thank you very, very much.
Yes, and it's something that you actually have to experience in person, but starting to talk about it is the first step, I believe. So you are listening to Intuition Rules. I'm Hope Katz Gibbs, your host, and we will look forward to talking to you soon. Thanks so much. You have been listening to Intuition Rules, the incandescent radio show that seeks to find insight into that sixth sense we all have, the one that just knows. I'm Hope Katz Gibbs, your host. I look forward to talking to you again soon.